David Aldous. David Aldous.
Non-stop worship, 24 hours a day. Worship Radio 247.
Welcome to the Worship Radio 247 podcast, bringing you worship and the Word of God right here on this platform.
24/7 worship and contemporary Christian music, and taking the Father's love to the world. This is Worship Radio 247.
Worship Radio 247.
Taking the Father's love to the world through the power of media. Worship Radio 247.
We've been broadcasting on Worship Radio 247 now for almost 10 years. On the 16th of July, it will be our 10th birthday, and as such, we will be required to pay our PRS license. And because of this, we're coming to you, our listeners, to help us pay this quite substantial bill. We would love you to ask the Lord how much you can donate. It's easy to donate too. Just go to the website at www.worshipradio247.org. Click on donate. Choose the amount you would like to pay, and that's it. It would be helping the ministry and would allow us to continue broadcasting and worshiping with you. Please prayerfully consider how much you can donate. We'd love to hear from you as well. Email us at the studio. studio@worshipradio247.org. With your help, we will continue to broadcast the Worship Radio 247 podcast, bring you live broadcasts on our radio station, Worship Radio 247, and to continue to send TV programs around the globe with Worship TV. Worship Radio 247, taking the Father's love to the world through the power of media.
Welcome to the Worship Radio 247 podcast. It is so good to get your company. Thank you so much for joining us today. On today's program, I'm going to bring you a word, Being Like Christ in part 28. Today we look into Paul's letter to the Philippi church, Philippians the second chapter and verse 8. That comes up a little bit later on. But right after a song I'm just about to play you, we're going to break bread together today. And so you've got about 5 minutes to get the elements ready. That is the wine or the fruit juice that you like to use, and some bread, and we're going to break bread. Not only that, but we're going to worship God in spirit and in truth. Today, I have Rocket Town artists for you. Not only that, Carrie Job and Hillsong will be along as well. Daylight. But right now, here's a great song from Rocket Town artists. It's one of my great, great favorites. This is called You Are My All in All. Don't forget, if you would like to send us a dedication, studio@worshipradio247.org. That's the address.
You are my strength when I am weak. You are the treasure that I seek. You are my all.
Jesus, Lamb of God. you, keep you. May his face shine upon you like never before. May you draw near to the heart of God. May the Lord go before you the rest of the week. God bless you.
Welcome to the Breaking of Bread. We do this, if you are a new listener to Worship Radio 247 online, we do this every 2 weeks on a Friday, and it is wonderful. And the thing is, if you miss this, you can listen to this over the weekend or around the clock, and you can break bread whenever you want to. And what is important to me before we even begin to break bread is that we test ourselves, that we are prepared for the breaking of bread. Listen to what Paul says in his letter to the church in Corinth, his first letter, 1 Corinthians and the 11th chapter, and from verse 27 he says, "So anyone who eats this bread or drinks this cup of the Lord unworthily is guilty of sinning against the body and blood of the Lord. That is why you should examine yourself before eating the bread and drinking the cup. For if you eat the bread or drink the cup without honoring the body of Christ, you are eating and drinking God's judgment upon yourself." He goes on, "That is why many of you are weak and sick, and some have even died. But if we would examine ourselves, we would not be judged by God in this way. And that is why I require that we pray beforehand. And I just want to pray, and I want you to follow along with me and just say these words after me. We're just going to rid ourselves of any sin in our life, any bad thoughts. And we are going to be purified by his blood. And that's what I long to do. So say these words after me. That way we're all praying together and saying the same thing. Say these words. Heavenly Father, thank you for your blood. Thank you for your body that was broken for me. Father, forgive me of any sin in my life. Wash me clean by the blood of the Lamb. Fill me full of your Holy Spirit and full of humility that comes from you. And I promise you, Lord, I will follow you for the rest of my life. Thank you, Jesus. Paul says in his letter, 1 Corinthians 11, and from verse 23, he says this: "For I pass on to you what I received from the Lord himself. On the night when he was betrayed, the Lord Jesus took some bread and gave thanks to God for it. Then he broke it into pieces and said, 'This is my body, which is given for you. Do this to remember me.'" Beloved, take the bread in your hand, and we're going to eat this bread together corporately, all of us. Let's do that now. Thank you.
Thank you for your bread, Lord. Thank you for your body, broken for us. And we give you the glory and the honor and the worship and praise that is due your name. For you are holy. You are set apart. You are glorified. And we lift you high. In the same way, he took the cup of wine after supper, saying, "This cup is the new covenant between God and his people, an agreement confirmed with my blood. Do this to remember me as often as you drink it." Let's take the cup now. The blood of the Lamb that was shed for such as me. Holy Spirit, bring your peace now, in Jesus' name. For as we drink this cup, we remember you, Lord, and we remember your sacrifice on the tree, on Calvary, 2,000 years ago. For you are holy. We're going to continue to pray. Nancy says, "Hello, God bless you for all your good work. I had another miscarriage a week and 4 days exactly. It was really hard. But as always, God has a wonderful way of comforting his own. I want you to pray for me against any other loss, as I am yet to have a child, but very hopeful that soon it will happen again. Father, I want to pray for Nancy." We have no idea, Lord. We have no clue as to why she keeps having these miscarriages. Father, I pray in Jesus' name that whatever is causing this, you put a stop to it now. In Jesus' name, re-knit her body, Lord. All the internal organs, re-knit them, Father. Heal her. In Jesus' name. Adela says this: "A while ago I asked for prayer for Angela Dempster's granddad who had cancer and didn't know the Lord. He passed away on Wednesday, the 30th of July. I also found out today that Angela's lost her aunt on Saturday, the 26th of July. She died of a heart attack, aged 51. Please can you pray that the Lord will be their comforter at this time, as Angela is feeling very emotional." Father, what a wonderful, easy prayer this is. Your word says, Lord, "Blessed are those who mourn, for they will be comforted." Father, we pray your will in your word, for that's what it says. Those are your son Jesus' own words, Lord. "Blessed are those who mourn, for they will be comforted." Comfort Angela now, Lord. Let your Holy Spirit shine through her and fill her and change her life. In Jesus' name. Father, you are so holy. You are so wonderful. and we love you so much. Thank you for all you do in our lives. And as always, Lord, we give you the honor and the glory and the power that is due your holy name. Amen.
Song.
Filled with wonder, awestruck wonder at the mention of your name. Jesus, your name is power, breath and living water.
After this song from Carrie Job, I'm going to bring you the Word of God today. Being like Christ in part 28, we're looking at Philippians, the second chapter, and verse 8. That comes next.
Yeah.
Worship Radio 247. Please visit our website at www.worshipradio247.org, where you can find out more about us and listen to our live broadcast.
Worship Radio 247. David's Daily Devotional.
Welcome to today's devotional. We are in the middle of a season, or a series, if you will. Being like Christ. And today we're at verse, or rather, we're at part 28. Father, I pray, in the mighty name of Jesus, for your anointing on this message, this powerful, powerful word in your Holy Scripture, Lord. And I pray for your anointing, that the words that come from my mouth would be life-changing. In the mighty name of Jesus. We're at Philippians, the second chapter. And we're going to really focus in on verse 8. But I'm going to read from verse 6, and it says this. Paul is writing to the church in Philippi. He says this. Though he was God, he's talking about Jesus, though he was God, he did not think of equality with God as something to cling to. Instead, he gave up his divine privileges. He took the humble position of a slave and was born as a human being. When he appeared in human form, he humbled himself in the obedience to God and died a criminal's death on the cross. Now think, this is such a powerful word. We are trying to emulate Jesus. We're trying to be like Jesus. We try to be forgiving like Jesus. We try to be trusting like Jesus. We try to love the way Jesus loved. And sometimes these things are overwhelming, and we find we can't love, we can't trust, we can't forgive. But God gives us such a wonderful way out. Jesus himself gives us this wonderful way out. You know, I was watching a movie over the weekend. It was called The Martian, starring Matt Damon. And the story is, there's a mission to Mars. These six astronauts go up to Mars. They're doing various things, and there is a storm. And they all escape except Matt Damon, who gets left behind because they thought he was dead. And so they blast off for the United States of America on Earth. And it's a long journey. It takes 4 years to get there, 4 years to get back. It's a long way. And you know, no one knew he was alive. Until this guy says, I'm going to work this out through science. And he manages to find a way of communicating with Houston. And once they know he's alive, it all starts happening. How are they going to rescue him? And it was an amazing film. I loved the film. But what was running through my mind all the time, what was going through my mind was the billions upon billions of dollars they were pouring in to rescue this one man. Billions. With everybody working twice as hard as they normally would, trying to work out how to do this and that. And they spent
billions. So many people working on it. Thousands of people working on this problem. Right across the world, they even involved China. And it was incredible to watch. And I thought, they are pouring all of this money in just to save one man. Well, let me tell you, the Lord Jesus Christ poured his entire life into saving you. If mere man would do that for one man, how much more would God do for you? Is that the message you are receiving right now? Because it's so important you grab hold of that and you understand that. That is what God would do for you. And so much so that 2,000 years ago, he sent his son Jesus into this world to do that very thing because of you. You were lost. When Jesus was on this earth, he could have called down angels to help him. He could have done what he wanted. Why? Because he was God. Paul is saying here, though he was God, he did not think of equality with his Father as something to cling to. So he didn't cling to his equality to his Father. Instead, he gave up his divine privileges, all of those wonderful privileges that he had in glory. And he took a humble position of a slave and was born as a human being. When he appeared in human form, watch this, verse 8, he humbled himself in obedience to God, so much so that he died a criminal's death on the cross because that was his Father's will. So now we're looking at forgiveness, we're looking at trust, we're looking at love the way Jesus loved, and we are so looking at this. Being humbled. Not being puffed up. Not being arrogant. Not giving the air of arrogance. Not looking at ourselves and thinking, gosh, look at us, aren't we beautiful? Gosh, look at us, aren't we knowledgeable? Gosh, look at me. Don't I know how to preach? Aren't I a clever guy? Because it's me. We're glorifying me now. No. It's the total opposite. It's looking at your life and thinking, you don't even deserve to breathe unless you have been blessed by Almighty God to take your next breath. You are so humbled by Almighty God that you feel yourself bowing down a lot instead of standing upright, bold, lifting your head up. You find that you submit to Almighty God in what he says. We are his children, yet we are his servants. The only way we can understand being humbled before Almighty God is realizing that unless we do, we are not going to achieve that which we need to achieve for Almighty God, because he cannot use a proud and haughty person. Oh yes, David, but there are loads of them right across the globe. They're standing in the pulpit, proud and haughty. What are you talking about? Of course God can use them. No, he can't. He needs you to be humble. He needs me to be humble. He needs me to make sure that you get the message that in whatever happens in your life, whether you are healed listening to Worship Radio 247, whether your life is changed listening to this radio station, whether you are on a new course because of it, whether your relationship with the Almighty God is on fire because of listening to this worship, whatever it is, it's not David. It's nothing to do with David. It is only our Heavenly Father. It is only the Lord Jesus Christ. It is only the Holy Spirit. And the Trinity, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Get all the glory and all the honor and all the praise. I will never, ever, ever take praise for what God does in this ministry. You know, only this morning we were wondering when a donation would come in to help us, and this very morning we received a fantastic donation. I'm not going to say who it's by because they haven't even given me permission to do that, but I do know this, that donation when it came in was because of God's glory. It was because God had prompted that person to send a donation to Worship Radio 247, because God is supplying our needs. Sometimes it gets tight, but it is God that is supplying our needs, and it is God that gets the glory and the honor and the praise. When I receive emails after emails of people who have been blessed, here is one prime example that came in today. Rosemary sent me an email and just said this. I said those 8 words, "Praise be to the Lord." That was in response to a message I brought on last week's program. So Rosemary's life has changed because she listened to Worship Radio 247, and she listened to the Hour One Nugget, the daily devotional. And it prompted her to say, "I said those 8 words." You see, it's not me that gets the glory. It's the Holy Spirit that has whispered into Rosemary's ear and said, "Listen, because this is for you." My God gets the glory, and I say this, I am humbled by Him. I am humbled, and I will go to be with the Lord with humility in my heart, because I've been called to be humble. Beloved, if you want God to humble your heart right now, even more than He has already, then pray this prayer with me now. Just say these words, "Lord God Almighty, I ask you to forgive me for my attitude sometimes. And I ask you in the name of Jesus that, Lord God, you would humble my heart, because you are my Father. And Lord, I love you and I adore you. Thank you, Jesus, for all you have done for me. And thank you, Jesus, for humbling me. In the name of Yeshua, amen and amen." I might stay on this particular scripture tomorrow because I want to talk about forgiveness. I want to talk about trust. I want to talk about God's love. May you be blessed in the mighty name of Jesus. In response to that message, and in response to us breaking bread together, I have decided to play you a different song. Not Hillsong at all. I've decided to bring you this. It is so beautiful, and I feel so holy. Thank you, Lord. This is Sela. And oh, the deep, deep love of Jesus. We'd love response from you. If you'd like to send us an email, studio@worshipradio247.org. Let's worship now.
Oh, the deep, deep love of Jesus.
Thank you so much for joining us today. We'll be back soon. May the Lord bless you.
יברכך אדוני וישמרך. יאר אדוני פניו אליך ויחונקה. יישא אדוני פניו אליך וישם לך שלום.
The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace.